The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Wow, who's got to start first?
See, yeah. Okay, it's like...
Oh my God.
Oh my bad, you were doing already. It wasn't as great as it was in our heads.
Yeah. Sounds a bit dead.
It was dead. It is, yeah. It's burned up with us.
Bloody idiots, get out of my
face. I don't know what to say.
Okay. Well, why does it always have to go first?
No, wait a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
But okay, hello people. Episode 5 of Why So Insecure.
Guys, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, guys.
Oh hey, my gosh.
Welcome to another episode.
We don't really introduce ourselves on this.
Yeah, I think it's because I automatically assume that if you listen to our regular episodes, you kind of know. But if you don't, I go by the name of Ivica Aubrey.
Yep, and I am my own royalty. And yeah, we're back here, episode 5, week 5. We've got five down, 5 to go.
Yep, this one is called Surviving Okay, isn't it? Was it this one? Yeah.
Surviving Okay.
Yeah, okay.
That's how I imagine Americans would say it.
Yeah, so...
Even that name, I'm sorry, but that name is not... I feel like the name doesn't fit the episode.
I guess it was more towards Molly's situation, I guess.
Yeah, but I feel like that's so insensitive. Because Auntie nearly died.
I know, but then I guess Molly is like, she's trying to survive, isn't it? Like, she's trying to push
actually,
through.
That's true, yeah. Actually. Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
But first of all, I want to say that I did call it. I feel like I figured out the formula.
Yes, you did. Yeah. From last week.
Yes, I think I have figured out the formula. And so I think that now from next week, we're going to start circling back to the storylines we dropped from episode 1.
Yeah.
Especially because Condola and Thingy were there. I said, yep, we're back. Back to square one we go.
Yeah, I was thinking that as well when I watched this week's one, because I was like, okay, like, we're getting to know a little bit about Molly and like her side of the family and stuff like that. And I was like, you know what? I kind of understand a little bit why Molly's the way she is, because for her mom to go through that and not want to tell her, I feel like they kind of just a family of just pushing through, like whatever happens, like, okay, like we can't let us get this, we'll just get us down. It. Yeah, well, we've got to push through. And I feel like you can kind of see that in the way that Molly is, in the sense that like she's always working 24/7, working. So I was even shocked that when her boss called her, like, are you going to come in? And she was like, basically, I got family stuff. I thought she'd be like, you know what, I'm gonna be. Even though she kind of did say that she was going to, like, the guy did offer her help, and she was
He did it though. He did it in shake, especially because you know, like the legal, you know, like with Molly's job, we've always seen that she's always competing to get like good cases, all that kind of stuff. So him offering, he left her with no choice, and I feel like that touched on an important topic where in this society we're out here killing ourselves for these damn jobs, and when something personal is going on, they don't care, like.
Yeah,
that's how I interpreted that, because when he said he was gonna, he's like, I can always give this to this person.
It was definitely damn shady. Well,
it was definitely shady. So she was like, okay, I'll sort it out. And I was thinking, that's actually so like real. Where, because I always say to people, like obviously you need your job to survive and stuff like that. But honestly, don't kill yourself for a job, because this is very graphic. But you won't even be buried before they put your job advert out.
Yeah, facts.
The most they might do is even send your family flowers. And what's flowers gonna do?
Yeah, facts. No, so I realized that as well in my previous job, where I was like killing myself, like doing extra hours. Yeah, and then when I left, has anybody contacted me to say, okay. Oh, I think it was only one person that was like, oh, like, I hope you're well, like everything's going well. Everybody else, have I heard from them? No. So it just really just showed that, like, you actually can't come and kill yourself for a job. Like, don't have shares in it. You don't own the company, and as soon as you're gone, your replacement is going
to
come
on to the next.
Quicker than the wind. So just but it just made me realize that like Molly definitely is like very career head on, but like it's just shocked me that she was like, I'm not coming in today, but still trying to do the work at the same time.
I felt like sis was thinking, mate, I'm gonna get fired because boy, we might need the medical money more than ever.
But it was so crazy. America, they pay for stuff as well, isn't it? The medical bills.
You know they charge people to hold your baby after you've given birth.
They charge for everything.
Can you give the baby at the door? Give the baby outside. What?
They charge for everything.
And I think the price is like, it's like in the grand. Are you sick? For you to put the baby on my chest.
Yeah, like, you know how here we can call the ambulance and stuff. They charge for that.
Yeah, because you know, have you ever seen stuff where they're like, oh, like I wasn't, like people be bleeding and they're getting Ubers.
Yeah.
This London, if you vomit in the Uber, they charge you. Imagine how the price is like when you're bleeding in the Uber.
Damn. But it's the same, because I only just realized that it's also the same in Holland.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So basically, it's like insurance that you pay every month.
Ma'am.
Yeah, and then it depending on what cover you've got.
Yeah.
Then like you pay every month, and then that basically comes out of the insurance kind of thing. So it's basically like getting insurance on anything. It's the same thing.
No, but like I feel like here the private insurance, because I had it with my mum. But because I'm like older now, I've come off her medical plan. So I'm gonna get mine basically from this month.
Yeah.
I even need to contact the person. But I'm gonna start getting mine. But getting private insurance in this country is a big thing. But
yeah,
it's a luxury because we've already got the NHS.
Yeah.
So these other countries, their basics,
it's standard.
Their standard is private. Yeah. Nah, mate, that is the ghetto.
No, but as in, it's not even like it's the government. Oh yeah, don't say that. No, as in, it's the government that have set it up. So it's not even like, basically they've contracted out to private or even just normal government local, like hospitals.
Kind of like what they want to do with the NHS here.
Yeah.
So but it's like they privatize it.
That's basically it. So it's like you go into your local hospital. It's not private, but you still pay.
I'm sorry, but UK, you're joining bad gang. Don't you dare. You're actually
I didn't realize until I was speaking to my mom the other day. She's like, yeah, it's not free. You have to pay. Yeah. And if you're on like a benefits and stuff like that, you get it a bit cheaper, but you still pay.
A bit cheaper.
You still pay, girl.
No, I'm sorry, because I can't lie to you. I feel like that's one of the reasons why I can't lie. I don't complain about the NHS. Like, I know that obviously there's everything improved, but when I know what is, because even in that Nigeria that I came from, when I know what's back there.
I'm living la vida loca.
So I'm sorry, I don't ever complain about the NHS, because even though it's terrible in when you want it, I feel like it's like a selfish thought that we have when you want something done for you ASAP. But when I think of what is in my homeland, darling, I'm very grateful to be here. Thanks, Priti Patel.
And also, when people complain about the NHS, that's why I keep quiet, because I'm like, I get your frustration.
But you're coming from, hun.
Yeah, like I get what y'all got as well. So I'm just like, you know what? It's hard. It's tricky. It's actually tricky.
I definitely get it, but I can't lie. There's always a shyness I feel for people, because I just always feel like we know what the situation is like back home.
Yeah.
Let's be grateful. Yeah.
And even in the UK as well, like they're not even appreciated. Like we already know from time that NHS workers are not appreciated. So
yeah, definitely.
The pressure that they're already facing, like it's tough. So but
that's crazy, man.
But the Molly situation was Molly really
sad. Had to do her thing. No, I can't lie to you. When I saw the promo, I said, don't piss me off. But then also, I feel like this. Do you know what? I feel like this season of Insecure is just here to touch on social issues more than anything. I can't lie, they didn't care to give us a storyline. They're just more here because you know, like how in the start as well, where they confuse her family with another family.
Yeah,
that speaks to the way black people are neglected.
I couldn't believe that. No, but how can you make such a, in a big hospital, you make such a mistake?
You know what got me is when that he was said, shocking. "Are you sure?" He said, "Are you sure?"
That was shocking. I couldn't believe it. My shoe.
And I feel like that as well. That speaks to the problem of, like, the institutional racism within the medical industry.
Yeah.
Well, damn. This is social studies. This is a sociology lesson.
But it's very like, I feel like this season is very much like mature. Like, it's
definitely mature content.
Yeah, it's not like
it's not for the kids. Seasons
where it was like we're doing situationships, relationships, like, you know,
I don't care no more.
Yeah,
this is like big adult problems.
Yeah, from time they're talking about wills and estates and all this.
Yeah,
things, like, it's like your grown content. Like, we're actually adults now.
Do you know what I feel like? I feel like maybe obviously the first four seasons we had situationships, we had who's trying to have sex, like we had all that trivial stuff. Yeah, But I feel like knowing that this was the last season, she must have thought, what messages, like, what
do I want to leave?
Yeah, like, what legacy do I want to leave with this show? Because you know, like, when we watch, like, when we watch old shows back when we watched growing up, because we're adults now, we see from a different, from different lenses.
Yeah.
Like, my wife and kids, like, only now as an adult is when I'm clocking how the intense conversations they were having back then.
Yeah.
So I feel like maybe she, maybe Issa thought, do you know what? Obviously, I'm sure those would be her inspirations as well. Maybe she thought, you know, as my last season, I want to leave a stamp with people. Yeah. I want it to be like, obviously, this has been Black experience from season one anyway, but I want this to really touch it. Because honestly, I'm thinking about it, and we are really covering every social issue that Black people go through. Like, this is the work season.
Yeah, from time she covered that co-parenting thing from with Condola and Lauren, that sounds like, okay, we're getting really, like, deep here, and it's not like just surface level. Like, we're getting really deep, because even the conversation where Molly had with her parents about the will, like, it was at very, it was at surface level, and we didn't understand why Molly was pressing and pressing.
Yeah,
and then now that the mother's had a stroke, it's like, okay,
and it makes sense. Back even into then, it, and she's like, really, you still didn't do it?
Yeah, but even then, we didn't understand. We didn't even know that Molly's mom had had a previous stroke. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So it's just like everything is all like tying together, making sense, and it's just like, even as me, I'm just sitting thinking, Vala, like, I need to get my life sorted, like, with life insurance and
with a will.
No, but not like any debt, whatever. Like, you need to start paying debt.
Yeah,
like,
you need to.
You know what I mean, like, I don't want to be leaving burdens onto my kids and whatnot, like,
it's definitely, this season's definitely like the woke lens. Like, we're literally watching it from we're woke, we're understanding what we need to be understanding. And I feel like with the will stuff as well, it shows like people putting off wills is so detrimental, because you actually do not know whether tomorrow is promised. And it's so crazy how like Molly looked at them like, you still haven't done it now, like, look where we are now, this could have gone so left and you haven't done it. Because boy, did you know there's something called death tax? When you die, the government takes 50% of whatever you leave. Inheritance tax. Girl, we are being robbed blind.
The tax that I'm paying already is not enough. You pay tax
from when you're born to the end? No, it's literally whatever your estate is, 50% is inheritance tax, like, by default. And then your kids split the rest. The crumbs.
Even like with like realizing like the intense conversations with in shows and stuff like that. Because I was watching One-on-One, I've been watching One-on-One recently. And even love Flex.
I love that man.
And there was even an episode where they were talking about, I think he thought that he had caught HIV or something.
Oh, yes.
And it's like, these conversations back then, when I was watching it when I was like 15 or whatever, I didn't really have a clue. Yeah. Or like when he went to the club one time and he must have kissed a young girl that was Brianna's friend.
Oh, yes.
But he didn't.
She was cheeky for that little girl.
Yeah, they're both lying about their age. Like, all these conversations, and they're making jokes about R. Kelly. Like, all these conversations back then, I just thought, I'm just watching a show. Like, I didn't.
Do you know what's so sad though about Black shows? Where I've clocked as an adult now, and like watching from the woke eyes. Sometimes I can't lie to you. I wish I wasn't woke, because I just want to enjoy things, but I can't anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I really can't enjoy things. But it's so sad, because I feel like the responsibility to talk about these issues always laid with the Black shows, because watching like Friends and all these other shows from like back in the day, these heifers didn't touch on anything serious. Because even on Girlfriends touched on HIV as well. And it was like a whole, because you know, like with HIV, people assume that if you have contact with anything they've touched, you get it. And basically, one of the episodes, one of their friends had it. And they were all making dinner together and blah, blah. She revealed to them she had HIV.
Yeah,
and then she must have accidentally cut herself. And literally, they all like jump back and then Joan threw the knife or whatever. It was a whole thing.
Yeah,
but at the end of the episode, you see her get the knife back out and then wash it. But I was like, it's so... And now with Moesha and stuff, they talk about like teenage pregnancy. And I was like, it's so sad that with the Black shit, we couldn't just enjoy nice things. Like, they had to add education to it, because that was the only way essentially to raise awareness of these things for Black people.
Damn,
can't even just have nothing funny.
No, it's true, but I love it, because it's like it's something that we can all, like, our community can educate each other on,
definitely,
like, and things that definitely relate to our community more. Because I remember I was watching Pose. I don't know if you've heard about Pose.
I have, actually. I've never watched it though.
Yeah, it's actually quite good. And they were basically talking about, like, again, about HIV and stuff like that. But because it was becoming more common in the Black community, and also in the in gay couples as well. So yeah, they touched upon that, and I think it's just a way for people to educate themselves and just especially like things that relate more to the Black community. So I love it. It's like a little space for us to talk about things, but in a light comedic way that doesn't feel too heavy. And I think that's what these shows kind of do. Like even with like Insecure talking about wills and stuff like that, like it's a heavy subject because I was watching Wind Down, and then Yvonne was basically saying like, if in like Nigerian culture, African culture, if you start talking about that, your parents will be like, ah, do you want to kill me? Like, do you want me dead kind of thing?
Come like your prodigal son, child.
Yeah, but I feel like the show does this in like a light way.
In a lighter way, but it's like,
yeah, it's not too heavy, but it's a very serious topic.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
But yeah, then, I felt bad for Molly, man. But you know what's so funny? That I feel like also, it's so crazy how your life could just switch like that, because sis was really out here doing things.
Get a freak on.
I had to skip that part. I said, Molly, I don't want it, girl. I'm only starting to like you.
I'm muted.
This is it makes me cringe so much. I literally skipped it and I was like, okay, ma'am.
They don't feel natural.
And I think also as well, because I thought they were doing the, you know, Lauren's favorite thing. But then when I clocked what it was, she was like, I said, ma'am, skip.
Not
skip,
Lauren's favorite thing. He's such a whore, honestly.
He really is. And then it was so funny. I was like, this is how your life could just change. You out here messing
it's
around.
Scary. It's actually so scary. Like, you could be doing one thing and then boom, with a click of a finger, something else happening.
It's so weird. But yeah, go on.
Yeah. No, I was going to say.
Yeah.
So, sorry, I feel like people are making noise. But yeah, so then moving forward, Issa and Nathan. Issa drops the L word. Big bomb. I said, what are you doing? You don't mean it.
I think she does. Come on. Can you give us a bit of, do you know what's so crazy? Because I'm actually,
she loves him as a friend.
Please, no, she don't. I'm actually rooting for her, rooting for them. I like Issa and Nathan. What are we gonna, what's their Nisa? Oh, Nisa, that's a nice
couple. Ew.
Isne? I don't know.
Stop.
Anyway, Issa and Nathan.
Stand them, give them no couple, no hashtag, no.
Okay, do you know what though? When she said it, first of all, I think on a normal episode, we need to get down to what, why it's such a big deal that saying I love you. We need to break that down one day, because
I don't think women should say it first anyway. That's just me, innit?
We need to get to the root of that. We need to understand why is it such a big deal. But when Issa said it, I was like, okay. And
Then he looked at her, I said,
are you gonna say it back? Then he just didn't. I said,
he didn't.
And then she was smiling, and I said, why are you smiling? For the relationship. No, but she smiled. I said, what are you smiling about? He didn't say it back.
I think it's an awkward one where you haven't deeped that the person hasn't said it back. I feel like, I hope they explore that part anyway, because he really just smiled and just like kissed her. And you know what's funny is that I've seen this type of scenario happen in other relationships as well, where I've watched other couples be like, especially girls, when they say, oh, I was the one that said it first.
Yeah,
and then like later on, the guy will be like, "Oh, like I said it later when it felt right. I didn't want to say it because you had just said it." Mm. I see that. Like, I've seen that happen before. So maybe he felt like he didn't want to just say it. But me, if I tell you I love you, you better tell me you love me back, whether you mean it or not. You love me.
You
back,
better say, bro, I can't breathe without you. If I tell you I love you,
nay,
you better say I can't breathe.
Especially saying it first. Oh,
I think for me, it was like he didn't say it back. Then he was just staring. Then the camera, it felt like the world had just stopped. And then,
because
I feel like that was the time for him to really say something so romantic. And then he just looked at her. What did he stroke her chin or something stupid like that? I said,
I think he stroked her hair or something. Like, you know, when the guy put the hands in the hair, you know? I said, Nanda, this is not good enough.
I said, and for what?
I don't know, but I think it's more of like, I love you. It's like, thank you for being there. Like, because she said it herself, like, oh, thank you for being patient. But I think she's confusing companion, like having a companion with actually wanting to be with somebody. I genuinely don't think Issa is feeling Nathan like that. Yeah, like I feel like she's just, it's having that, like having someone you
just
can
someone
do
there.
Things with, someone there. Yeah, because from time sis cried in his mouth,
Not bro, in his mouth. Ew, that sounds so disgusting. Like a baby bird.
You're not healed.
Ew.
You're not. And I feel like, because even today, I must have tweeted it that, oh, like, I feel like Issa needs time to heal. Da, da, da. And then somebody was like, oh, but she's been without Lawrence for a year. And then to me,
well,
I was
you
like,
need some time, you know. Listen.
And I was like, even though she's been without him for a year, healing, there's no time limit to healing. Like, literally, it's a progress thing that. One minute you're thinking, yeah, I'm good, I'm healed, da, da, da. Next minute you realize, actually, I'm not so healed. So it's just literally,
yeah, there's no time.
Yeah, there's no time to healing. And they were together for more than a year. So
and I was going to say, because...
expect to heal in a year.
Exactly. I feel like, especially in a relationship that was that long. But yeah. Also, they always say that you heal half of the time that you were together with someone. So if you were together for 12 years, I ain't got time for that. So imagine being someone for like 10 years. I'm taking 5 years to heal.
Oh, gosh.
F that. I ain't got time for that.
Mate.
Nah. I was here dipping into when a child.
I genuinely feel like she's making progress, but I don't think she's fully healed. And I just feel like for as long as I've watched Insecure, Issa's hopped from one guy to another. Like,
yeah. I feel like because she jokes about everything. Like, girl, stop joking.
Yeah. Oh. That's a coping mechanism. That's literally her.
Do you know what I wanted to see? I would have wanted to see Issa in therapy this season. She needed it. She actually hopped
from one man to another. I'm not even joking. She actually has.
I feel like because she like jokes and is just like like so silly and goofy all the time.
She doesn't let people
understand how deeply they've hurt her, basically.
Yeah.
Because she always jokes and because she wants peace, she'd be like, girl, nothing's funny. Stop being
silly.
What I would have liked to see her is see her in therapy and just not try to please anybody. Yeah, they have something that people please all the time.
And I think
guy that cancelled her as well, she should have finished him. But anyway.
Which guy cancelled?
Do you remember the guy, what's his name? Compton or what was it? Cleo. What's the guy that she worked with and he went on Twitter, was blasted, tried to get her cancelled?
Black. Clarence? No, it's not Black. I can't remember. I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
It's so much to do with an area though.
Yeah.
Oh, his head's like in my head, but I can't remember. Yeah.
Yeah. But I just feel like I just want Issa to just be by herself. Like, and just take time to heal, sis. Because her reaction to seeing Lawrence and Condola, obviously that's her first time.
Oh,
so I get
dropped, you know. I said, because when I saw them, I said, Ben will be in the same hospital.
I was waiting for the tears, I'm not gonna lie. And I was
no, you can't cry then. Because you know what, you can't cry then, yeah, because your body is just hot. Like you're in a state of confusion.
In shock mode, yeah.
Yes, so the tears won't come. It's when you're telling your friend that you start to cry. Yeah. But it was just like, when I saw them there, because when I saw Condoleezza, also, I'm sorry, yeah, but did you clock here when the nurse came?
Yeah.
The nurse said Condoleezza Rice.
She did not say Condoleezza.
No.
There's no way she said that.
I promise you, yeah. She said Condola and her last name so quickly. I said, Issa's got jokes. Issa's got jokes.
Really?
I promise you.
I need to go watch it back.
I had to rewind it like a couple of times. And I said, nah.
I need to go watch it back.
It was so, she said it so fast, yeah, that it sounded as if, you know, the jokes we've been doing on like, the Twitter jokes. That's exactly what it sounded like. It's, I swear to you, it sounded like Condoleezza Rice.
I wouldn't past Issa though, because that's something that Issa would do. Yeah. That is something literally.
Especially
that
kind of scene where she's just seen him with the baby.
And it's so serious as well, yeah.
That one too, he just stood there like one egg. I was thinking, you're actually a waste, man.
But you know how I've been rooting for Issa and Lauren to get back together?
Sorry, I don't
saw
want
them at the
back.
Hospital. I said, no.
It's too
seen
much
him
baggage.
In daddy mode and all, it's too, like, nah. I agree with you that Issa needs fresh meat, love interest, just fresh. But I just feel like there's not enough episodes left for it. So,
but we need to start next week and speed it up. We're going to have that.
Because seeing him with the baby and then Condola there, like, it's just a whole mess. Like, they haven't even sorted out their situation.
He is giving me the ick. And he
ain't
my
man.
It's
very icky.
Because, you know, like, you know the worst thing is when a guy you like here does something, now it's like, you just look at him, you just think you're actually a waste, man. Like, ew. So it's so
but
sad because
I'm looking like at
him. She needs to shine her eyes. Because I'm looking at him, I'm just thinking, ew.
Literally.
Look at you.
Literally.
You're dead.
It's not cute. Like,
you're dead to a child whose mother you don't like. Oh,
God forbid that situation. Up. It was just not cute. And I was just like, do you know what? I don't want Issa and I to get back together. It's just not worth it. it's not worth it.
I just think the whole dilemma anyway, like, it's actually a dilemma. Like, it's not worth it at all.
Yeah.
Who's got time for that? The baby's going to have birthdays every year. There's going to be Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter. Baby, that's my whole year.
Yeah.
Anytime she gets silence in the house is when it's daddy's birthday as well. The baby's there as well. Boy, bye. I cannot.
But I just don't know what they're going to do with that storyline. I don't know. Because it's too easy for them to get back together. It's too hard for them to not be together. So what's going
to
happen?
She has to get over it. I told you, I need to see her in the therapist room. I'm sorry. That needs to be closing finale.
Yeah.
We're talking about social issues. That's the issue that needs to be addressed. She needs to get therapy because she's been through it.
Yeah.
She raised him from a bum to a person of caliber. Worthiness. Caliber. Then some other woman swooped him, collected him.
Had a baby.
And then he came back again. Then she thought, yes, finally I can reap the benefits of my fruits, or the fruits of my benefits. And then he swooped back out again by the baby and the woman. Go away. Yeah.
It's mad. But that's life, isn't it? Like, I just felt life is never...
That's her life. I'm sorry. That's her life.
Life is just never straightforward. I just can't see myself being in such a situation. Like... looking at it now from a bird's eye view, I think I romanticize them getting back together too much. I just feel like reality is hit. And I'm just like, nah, this is not going to work.
Like, it's actually...
it's not going to work.
It's not it at all.
It's not going to work.
Absolutely zero reason for all of that. All of that stress. And for what? What's the prize?
Yeah.
Lawrence?
But...
go by.
I'm interested to know as well if Nathan knows about the Lawrence situation.
I think he should, you know.
I'm not sure if he knows.
Actually, no, because I feel like if he knew, her crying would have been a bigger issue because he'd be like, you're not over him.
Yeah.
You know, men are very quick to open their mouths anyhow like that, pretending you're not over somebody.
So if and when he finds out, that's going to be an issue. Because if that was me, I'll be thinking, so you're only with me because...
I would just think, that's why you were crying the other day in the bed.
And now you're all of a sudden, you want to be with me when I've been your friend for a year and you've never given me that vibe. Now, all of a sudden...
Even Nathan looks like a small boy. Ah, Esau, come on.
When they were walking... don't say that because she was rooting for them. Don't say that. Because when they was walking looking for that stupid dog, I was like, this guy looks like... there's no chemistry. This is so dry.
No, but you know, is there?
Esau and Lawrence are talking, you can see the vim is there.
You can see, like... I'm sorry, but no offense, but you can see that... even though Lawrence is a waistband, he's a big man.
100%.
But I feel like with Nathan, like, Nathan just gives me small boy vibes. Like, I just feel like he's not going to bring that stability. Like,
He's not. And he's giving me brokey. I'm so sorry. Even though he's not here, he's giving me brokey. Like, I know Lawrence has been broke before as well, but...
was broke, he wasn't necessarily giving... it was only when we saw him lying down on the couch he was giving broke. But I know what you mean by Nathan. It's like...
you're small and broke.
He's giving, like, student loan...
Ethan needs a mate. Nathan is just... when they were walking that dog scene, I said, you walking your brother. You are... like, this is a little boy. You could do so much better. And I feel like with Lawrence as well, their banter used to be basketball's best, like, give and take.
Yeah.
It was flowing. With them, it's very awkward, like, that's... and then when the mom called as well on FaceTime, that was so awkward as well.
Oh. I can't say, Nathan, I need your number because she don't be missing you. Do you know what? It was interesting. When she lost the dog, I said, please find a dog, because boy,
they weren't serious at all.
We're gonna have to... you and Molly gonna fight again.
They were not serious looking for that dog.
You know, when Nathan was like, she didn't feed him, he's worried you to die. I was like, I'm so down. But it was a good episode. But
what would you rate it?
You don't ask that, child.
I'll give it
like a 7 out of 10.
Okay, you're better than me.
You're gonna give it a 4.
No, I'm gonna give it a 6, so not far off actually.
Because I feel like, do you know what, I think I finally caught on to what the vibe we're going for this evening.
It took me
the 5th week, and I think so now I'm just like, do you know what,
just go with the flow.
Go with the flow.
Yeah.
Unless she wants to switch up on us next week, but I doubt that. So let's go with the flow.
Yeah. But I do think the Condola and Lawrence co-parenting has to be my favorite so far out of all 5 of them.
It's just because I had vim.
Yeah, that energy was just giving, yeah, like, get giving. Out my house. That's my baby. Give my baby. Like, it was giving EastEnders. Like, that's what we needed.
Get me pop.
Yeah, like, but yeah, no, that's my favorite so far. But we'll see. I'm just annoyed at the little endings that they do.
Yes. I think my favorite one would still be the beach one.
Okay.
No, no, that was not the beach. No, not the beach. The one, the reunion one.
That was the first episode, isn't it?
Was that first? No, that was second episode. Oh, yeah, that was the first.
No, the first.
Yeah, when they got robbed.
Yeah, the first episode.
Yeah, that was. I feel like that was really funny. Like,
it was funny because you didn't like that episode at the beginning.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I can't like to say. I can't remember the episodes like that.
Yeah.
What was last week even? Oh, that was what was
the beach was last week. Jason Derulo.
Oh yeah.
that was last week.
Okay, do you know what? I don't know my favorite is. I don't think I found my favorite yet.
Yeah. Well, so far anyway, I feel like later on I'm gonna have one that is probably.
Yeah, but I think favorite. So far. Oh, I don't know.
Maybe it might be the reunion, because the reunion was funny.
The reunion was funny, but then I can't remember what episode two was now though.
I can't remember what episode two.
That was Issa, wasn't it? It was about Issa. It had to be about Issa.
And her organising that thing with the artist.
Compton? No, his name was not Compton.
What's his name? Let me have to Google it.
Nah, not coffee. Nah, it wasn't. It's nothing to do with coffee.
It was, because he was an artist, remember?
Yeah, but it's like, his name is the name of a town.
Yeah, I know, but I'm trying to find his name in...
Ain't coffee.
No, as in, I know his name was not Coffee Insecure, oh. But that's his real name. His real name is Coffee. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, him.
Yeah.
Oh, what was his name?
Let's see. Insecure. Crenshaw.
Crenshaw, that's it. Yeah, I was thinking Crenshaw. I remember. Oh, yeah, because Nipsey's from Crenshaw.
Yeah, Crenshaw. Okay. Yeah, he was being really rude on the Twitter.
He needs to go.
Twitter fingers.
Literally that two fingers. Nice. One egghead.
But yeah, hopefully we'll see what happens next week, guys. But
yeah, hopefully. I don't know what to hope for. But I think we're circling back. So I'm gonna see y'all.
I think I'm just taking it as it comes, really.
I'm gonna see y'all back at the reunion next week. At this point.
I'm literally taking it as it comes, but I'm also interested to see how Issa feels, if her feelings will change after seeing them three together. Is she still gonna?
I think it's gonna change.
Or is she gonna? Yeah, her feelings gonna come back up again.
I think it's gonna change. I feel like now. I feel like now she's gonna be in her feelings, and she may not be able to admit to Nathan why she's in her feelings.
Yeah.
And now she's gonna be awkward.
And Nathan's gonna be confused, thinking what? Yeah. Like, why has the mood changed? I thought we were good a second ago. Now
you don't said you loved
different.
Me.
Yeah. Now you're moving different. Yeah. He's going to say, I love you. And she's going to realize I didn't mean it when I said, I love you.
She's going to think, well, damn, I wish you didn't love me back.
Get us in the writer's room, y'all.
Get us it. Listen, such a shame. I wish we had all this energy last season. We would have been in the writer's room for season 5. We would have had a better. And then we'd have been presented. But yeah.
I'm so done. But yeah, but guys, I think we're going to leave it here. Yeah.
Yeah, y'all. But yeah, guys, let us know what your predictions are. And next week,
go again. We're signing out, guys.
Yeah, bye. That's so funny.